From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Hey, everybody. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We bring you the news. We bring you some information. And today, a little riddle. Why is the House of Representatives like a high school cafeteria? Answers coming up. I'm Allison Stewart.
And I'm Luke Burbank. It is Monday, November 12th. And as you sit in that car or on that bus or whatever, on your way to work, a job you may or may not love, take heed and take comfort in the story of Bonnie Brown, who a few years ago answered an ad to be a part-time masseuse at Google.
Yeah.
Recently divorced, living with her sister, things not going so great. They decided to pay her mostly in stock options.
Oh, my. I'd say Bonnie's in a good shape today.
Bonnie is got someone else massaging her these days. She is retired. She's
You know what? She's got someone else massaging the person massaging
exactly.
her.
Exactly.
That's how you do it when
you're at Google. No, she actually has an unpublished book out. Just has a great title, though. Jiggle. That's G-I-I-G-L. How I Got Lucky Massaging Google. This I mentioned in the New York Times today with a story about how all these Google millionaires are affecting various economic worlds as they spend all their money. So there you go. It could be just around the corner for you, too.
So good on you, Bonnie. Also coming up on today's show, we're going to talk a little bit about Khmer Rouge as a tribunal prepares to bring members of the Khmer Rouge to justice decades after the brutal regime. We'll talk about that.
Also, American author of great note Norman Mailer died this weekend, and immediately the reviews of his career and body of work poured in.
Some interesting headlines.
Not so kind, a lot of them. We're going to talk to a guy who, at least in terms of his background, seems to be Norman Mailer Jr. He also went to Harvard, also on the boxing team. So we'll get one person's take on Norman Mailer's life.
And we'll answer that political riddle. We'll also take a little ramble and bring you some new movies from the Middle East. Rachel Martin will bring us all the headlines in just a moment. But first, here's the Bryant Park Project's big story.